AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The pilot of a small one-person helicopter causes quite a stir when he lands that aircraft on the west lawn of the U.S. Capitol, prompting a temporary lockdown of the Capitol Visitor Center. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
According to Capitol Police, what they describe as a gyrocopter landed on the west lawn. That's the side facing the Washington Monument. Soon after it landed, they say they took the pilot into custody. The Capitol building was placed on lockdown for a time, and nearby streets were closed off.
Former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez has been ordered to spend the rest of his life in prison for the 2013 shooting death of Odin Lloyd. Ed Donahue has more.
One member of the jury pointed out the brutality of Odin Lloyd's death.
The shots. There were six of them.
I think that.
That's extreme.
Jurors said they were shocked by the admission by the defense that Hernandez was at the scene of the killing. District Attorney Thomas Quinn says they had a strong case against Hernandez.
The fact that he was a professional athlete meant nothing in the end. He is a citizen who was held accountable by the jury for his depraved conduct.
A first-degree murder conviction in Massachusetts carries an automatic sentence of life without parole. I'm Ed Donahue.
Fast food workers calling for $15 an hour, demonstrating across the nation. Joining them are airport and home care workers, Walmart employees, and part-time professors. It's tax day, April 15th, the deadline for people to file their federal income tax returns. One thing the IRS doesn't like to talk about, penalties for filing late federal tax returns apply only to people who owe money. If you owe nothing, there's no penalty. It really doesn't make sense to file late if you're owed a refund. And if you do file late and have unpaid taxes, those late fees add up quickly. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 97, the Nasdaq 37. This is AP Radio News. Abraham Lincoln was shot 150 years ago yesterday at Ford's Theater in Washington. He died 150 years ago today. During a ceremony marking his death, Interior Secretary Sally Jewell says Lincoln gave his life to restore the Union.
Lincoln himself, arguably, became the last casualty of the Civil War, struck down by the bullet of a Southern sympathizer, hoping to rally the South to renew the struggle.
And part of the effort to preserve Lincoln's legacy, the document storage company Iron Mountain, Inc. is partnering with Abraham Lincoln's presidential library to develop a long-term digital archive for his papers. A Chicago lawyer who donated $500 to former Illinois Congressman Aaron Schock's campaign has filed a federal racketeering lawsuit against Schock. Howard Foster says he was tricked into believing the young congressman was a breath of fresh air, but instead, the Republicans seemingly collected campaign money for his own use. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio.